So does your office door need a mezuzah? We're talking about a case where you own your office or you're renting your office and there's, you know, no other, let's say, non-Jews involved in the ownership of the office. But you have a regular office, you have a store, a pizza store that you own, and you have it on Main Street. Do you need to put up mezuzahs on that store or not? Similarly, does a garage need a mezuzah? So we'll get to each topic. So the Gemara in Yuman Yud Aleph Amar Aleph has a machlokas of Kahan and Rav Yehuda if a storehouse, a Besa Otzer, needs a mezuzah or not. According to Rav Kahana, it does need a mezuzah. According to Rav Yehuda, it does not need a mezuzah. How do we paskin? The Rambam says we paskin like Rav Yehuda that you do not need a storehouse does not need a mezuzah. However, the Rosh and likely the Rif as well paskins like Rav Kahana that it does need a mezuzah. Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Vav Aleph of Yaradeya paskins like the Rosh and the Rif, and they say that the Besa Otzer needs a mezuzah. A storehouse does need a mezuzah. The Aruch HaShulchan just points out that since others have the Girsa and the Rif, which is like the Rambam, and the Riaz as well holds like the Rambam, it's surprising that the Shulchan Aruch, says the Aruch HaShulchan, doesn't bring down the opposite, the dissenting Shita, that would say that you don't need a mezuzah on a storehouse. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that you shouldn't make a bracha for a storehouse. But many other poskim seem to say that a storehouse would need a bracha, a mezuzah. Fine. Now, how does this have to relate to offices? Well, to do that, we have to understand another Shulchan Aruch. Another Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Pei Vav Yud Aleph, says that Chaniyo Shebeshvakim, if you have a storefront in the marketplace, does not need a mezuzah. So I don't get it. I thought we just said that a storehouse needs a mezuzah. Now we're saying a storefront on Main Street does not need a mezuzah. So how do we reconcile this? What's going on over here? So the Taz in Os Yud explains very clearly that a storehouse can be accessed during the day or at night. If you need something from the storehouse, you go in the middle of the night, and therefore it needs a mezuzah. As opposed to a storefront, people only open up their storefront during the day to sell their pizza or to sell their wares during the day, and therefore, since it's not a night store, therefore it does not need a mezuzah. And according to that Taz, it would seem to be that an office, which you're not there at night, or hopefully you're not there all night, doesn't need a mezuzah. Comes along the Yad Ketana, brought down the Pesachei Tshuva there, and Os Yod says, no, it's not true. That the Taz, he argues on the Taz, and he says, even a store front, your store where you're selling stuff, needs a mezuzah, even if you're not there at night. The only store that doesn't need a mezuzah is a pop-up store, you know, because the Shulchan Aruch there is talking about a sukkah, anything temporary, you know, you have a pop-up booth, that would not need a mezuzah. Seems it's a big machlokas, the Taz and the Yad Ketana, if a store nowadays would need a mezuzah. The Aruch Shulchan says that our stores nowadays definitely do need a mezuzah. He passes like the Yad Ketana. He says it's no worse than a storehouse. The Minchas Yitzchak also seems to say that nowadays, even according to the Taz, if you would be in there in your store late at night, then it wouldn't need a mezuzah, perhaps. And the Ber Moshe as well says that in Simon Pehe, he writes that a factory which is open all night or open late at night would need a mezuzah. Halacha Lamaisa, the Ma'adanei Asher brings all these shitas down as well, and he seems to say that Halacha Lamaisa, the simplest thing to do is if you own a store and you're the only owner, then you should put up a mezuzah, but don't make a bracha. This way you will not run into any bracha problems. Now, what about a garage? So the garage, the Ber Moshe says, well, it depends where the garage is. If the garage is far away from your house, it would not need a mezuzah, because it's just like a storefront. However, if the point of the garage is to, you know, house things from your house, it's an extension of your house, and it's close by, he says, then you should put up a mezuzah, but without a bracha. Similarly, the Tshuvas van Hagus in Aleph Tuf Resh Mem Zayin seems to say that a garage would, which you hold your car, or you hold other items of your house, would get a mezuzah, but he doesn't like the concept of people making a bracha on this mezuzah, especially when they do a public ribbon-cutting ceremony, and, you know, the Rebbe makes a bracha. He's not into that concept, because likely this garage would not need a bracha. However, the Mishnah Halachas in Vav Kuf Peites seems to indicate that a garage would need a mezuzah, and it sounds as if it would need a bracha as well. Similarly, the Oz Nidbru in Gimel Nunches also sounds like a garage would get a bracha on the mezuzah as well, but definitely it needs a mezuzah.